Thank you for calling the Deborah Provera Help Team. This is Emmanuel on a recorded call. Hello there.
Hi, Emmanuel.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you. Were you calling to see if you could participate in the settlement?
Yes. I didn't give you a call. Someone else called for me.
Well, yes, our transfer partner. I think I hear him in the background. I got it from here, buddy. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
And so just to confirm here, you haven't started a claim with any other firm. You haven't signed anything physically or electronically, and you'd be able to.
No.
Okay. Thank you for
confirming. I haven't done nothing.
Now, who was the one diagnosed with meningioma, yourself or a family member?
Oh, myself. No one else, myself.
Okay, yourself. And that was meningioma of the brain. Is that correct?
Yes, myself. Like, you said, who diagnosed me with it?
No, yeah, it was meningioma of the brain, correct?
Yes, sir. Correct,
and
yes,
then,
sir.
And you took Deborah Provera for at least a year and four injections,
yes, sir,
before you were diagnosed? Okay. And
yes,
this,
sir.
This was the brand name Deborah Provera, not the generic?
It was Deborah Provera, it wasn't generic.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Let me plug that in. And roughly around what date were you diagnosed?
What date? Well, I diagnosed, you know, with the taking my depot shot.
No, yeah. What date were you diagnosed with the meningioma?
September of 2020.
September of 20. Okay, September of
2020. 2020, yes, sir.
Let me put that there. Did they diagnose you with a CT scan or MRI or both?
Both.
Oh, okay. And then you said you're the only one that you know that got that took the depo that got sick, right? Or do you know?
Yes, sir.
Else?
Just me.
Just you. Okay.
No, I don't know no one else.
And then what state are you in?
I'm in Georgia.
Georgia. Oh, okay, cool. Is it?
yes, sir.
I hear it's chilly there right now, right? It was raining like last week.
It's cold. I don't know what. It's cold. So
yeah.
I didn't even want to send my kid out to school, but I have to.
Yeah, right. And so you're a U.S. resident living in the state of Georgia, right?
Yes, sir, correct. Okay.
Thank you. And I apologize in advance. I'm going to kind of repeat some questions and stuff, even though you already answered.
I don't mind.
That's just for compliance purposes. But when roughly did you start using the depo? Around what year did you start using it?
So when I started taking my injection, it was like June 2016.
Okay. Let me put that there. And then I imagine you probably stopped when you were diagnosed sometime in September. Is that
right?
I stopped exactly
like September 2020. I just don't know the exact date, but I stopped taking it because too much was going on.
Right. And then will you confirm your gender for the recording?
Yeah, I'm a female.
Thank you. And then I have your name spelled Laytronia, last name White.
Yes, sir.
White.
Yes, sir, correct.
And then I have your email is your first and last name, the number 13 at yahoo.com.
Yes, sir, correct.
And then this is your cell, 706-443-8624, is it?
Yes, sir, correct.
And what is your current mailing address?
150 Turner Street, apartment F2, 13 LaGrange, Georgia, 30240.
Let me spell out the street name.
You probably got to put it like, for the address, you probably got to put like F2-13 so it could pop up in your database.
Well, let me see here. So you said 150 Turner Street?
Yes, sir. Apartment F2.
T-U-R-N-E-R.
T-U-R-N-E-R. Yes, sir. Correct.
I'm sorry. Apartment number?
F213 LaGrange, Georgia.
Okay, there it is. Perfect. Apartment F213 LaGrange.
Yes, sir.
Perfect. All right, let me put that in here.
Yes, sir.
And then just to confirm, you weren't diagnosed with any other, like, cancer or anything else before
No, sir.
Taking depo? Okay. Now, when you got
Okay.
diagnosed, what hospital or medical center did you go to?
Where for?
WellStar, okay. In what city?
LaGrange, Georgia.
Okay. I see it here. Perfect. Let me click that there. And what was your doctor's name?
You want to know my doctor name, who treated me or who diagnosed me, or
Who
like who gave me the shot?
who diagnosed you?
Who diagnosed me for my treatment?
Who
This
diagnosed
what
you
you're
for
asking?
the
So
correct, the one.
I went to two doctors. The one who gave me the shot, he's my family doctor. His name is Mr. Kevin Knight.
Okay, let's start with him then. So, the one that prescribed you the shots was Dr.
Well,
Kevin
Mr.
Knight.
Kevin Knight,
Okay.
yes, sir.
And then,
He's in LaGrange, Georgia as well.
okay, let me look him up here. LaGrange, Georgia. Okay, I
You
see
can look
him
him up.
here.
You gonna be easy to find him. This is my family doctor. I don't play with my doctor now.
Okay. No, I found him here. Let me just plug in the info.
Yes, sir.
And looks like the facility there is family medicine in LaGrange.
Yes,
What's
sir.
the
That's my family doctor.
okay. Let me put. Alrighty, let me put that in there. And then the one that, and then that was the one that was giving you the shots. But who was the one that found out you were sick? What was the diagnosing doctor name?
Dr. Mark Goldman.
Spell out the last name.
Goldman, here in the surgery.
Okay. And it's Mark with the C, it looks like. MARC.
It's DR, you know, like doctor in the
Right.
MARC,
Right.
and his last name Goldman.
Perfect. Thank you. I just wasn't sure if it was Mark with a K or Mark with a C, but it's Mark with a C, so I have that now. And then that was the one that treated you as well, Mr. Goldman.
Yes, he's the one in, yes, sir, he's the one at WellStar, West Georgia
Okay.
Medical Center.
Perfect. Thank you for confirming that. Let me just
You're welcome.
plug that in here real quick, and then let me put.
If you look it up, everything I'm telling you is accurate. You can look up all my stuff. All my stuff is.
I believe you. I believe you.
Yes, sir.
I'm plugging it in here.
If it came down to it, I never ever want to get back on birth control again.
Yeah,
Like, no.
it's scary, right? And then just to confirm, you said you'd have copies of the medical records, or the doctor would, or the facility would, right? That they could send electronically. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then we're just about done here. A couple more sections. This next one just asks if you want to put an emergency contact in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue the case for your loved
No,
ones.
because I really don't have any family for you. I mean,
Sure.
you just
No,
me,
that's okay.
so I
I
really don't have
gotcha.
any family.
Yeah, I don't have an emergency contact either, so I'll just put NA in that field. And then let me just go to this next section. Because we're just about done. There's just a couple more
No,
sections.
you're okay.
The last
You
one
got to
here
do
is
what you got to do.
it's the HIPAA medical compliance section. What's your date of birth?
12/26/1996.
No way, it's right after Christmas, right around the corner.
Yes, and I just got briefly got pregnant, so now I'm having a baby boy, and he coming Christmas Eve.
Oh, no way. Congrats. That's
Yes, and my
just
birthday the 26th.
right. That's funny. You'll be what, turning 28 or so, if I did the math right?
Yes, sir, I will. I'll be 28.
Oh, you're just a young thing still. That's awesome that
I have
you're
been
about
trying to
to
have a
graduate.
child for the longest. I could never have a child because birth control had messed me up. Like, I could never ever have a child. But I just, when I got off, I had to stay off for a couple of years. Now I can have a kid.
Oh,
Like,
that's
that's the
good.
best feeling ever.
No, that's very nice. I'm happy for you. And then the last section for
Thank
the HIPAA
you.
compliance is just the social.
259-970-7118.
Okay, I'm going to send you an automated text message from DocuSign right now for a quick
Yes, sir.
e-signature. I won't be able to see what is on the screen, so if you're not sure what to tap, just read out what you see, and then I'll do my best to try and guide you. But that should be in your inbox right now. Do you see the text in the email?
It's a document sign.
It's through DocuSign, right?
Okay, it's coming in.
Okay.
I seen it, but it don't went away. So hold on, let me go back to my important messages.
Okay.
Okay, it's a Emmanuel Lacan candle.
That's me on. Yep. And then you'll open that up.
Yes, I'm opening it up now.
Okay.
It's just going by slow, but it's going.
Oh yeah, take your time. I made you wait, so I have no rush here.
Yes, sir. And I really appreciate you giving me a call, but I didn't think no one was going to call me.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm glad I can help. That way this gets squared away before Christmas, because obviously you'll be having the baby, and that's going to be priority. You want to just focus on the baby. Boy or girl?
I'm having a boy.
Boy, okay, awesome. Yeah, and then in about a week's time, though, the firm will call you directly to introduce themselves, and then they're also just going to double check the intake, make sure that I didn't make any spelling errors or anything like that. So when they
Yes,
call
sir.
you, it'll be a shorter but more important call, just because it's not until they reconfirm everything that they plug you in their system. So I
Yes, sir.
prefer, right? So that, but let me know if you have
It tells me
difficulty.
I can start now.
Okay, yeah, let's press the start button, and then you'll kind of just keep tapping until the last thing you can tap is a yellow finish button. And if it doesn't go through, then it means we might have missed something somewhere. If it goes through, then that means you didn't miss any of the buttons.
It's like I'm feeling the
Oh, already? Let me see.
sign.
Oh,
Yes.
you
One
were
thing about
close.
it, I handle my beans.
Well, let's see. It's not updating in my
It just ain't
system.
coming up on your end. It just got that little loading circle going around.
Okay, let's see. Yeah, because it doesn't show through yet. So if it's still loading,
No,
I've.
it still got a little. I just saw it got a little circle going around. On, we're going to go. Just see a little. I just see the little circle. It's curling.
What happens if you try to refresh that page?
Hey.
If I go to the cross of my phone a little bit, on. Hold on, just a minute. I'm trying to make it to my car so I don't go dead. Because I'm a phone on one, I gotta make it to my car. Just a minute.
Okay.
Don't got chimney back out here again now. I want my phone. It'll just be.
Sure.
Make it smoke there. Just still curling.
That's very strange, huh?
Don't sit me a lot. If it supposed to be no got offended by now, unless I ain't got no service, where I just was.
Because it doesn't show. Usually you'll just keep tapping all the yellow buttons until.
I'm gonna restart. Okay. I'm gonna restart. Give me just a minute.
Sure.
Just to restart it over.
Okay.
You said 100%, so I'm trying to see why I'm not seeing me. Okay, I just got back on here again.
Okay.
I still never took that long. I just always...
Should I try to resend it?
Yes, because it's not doing nothing now.
Okay, let me hit the resend button right now. I just resent it. Let's see if it pops up for you.
Just a minute, I gotta wait to come in. Okay, you just resend it, so I'm gonna click on this one. It is still loading. Okay, there you go. It's coming back up now. It's fine.
Okay.
This ain't one out of seat. How your day going so far?
Not too bad. I just got a little kitty, and then he threw up this morning, and he seems a little sick, so I'm a little worried, and I'm going to take him to the vet at lunch.
How old is your dog?
The kitty? It's like maybe 10 weeks now. It's just a little thing. So
when they small, they be look some of them like, they be real, real big. You'll think they're like way old, but when you get up on them, sometimes they be 1 year old or a week.
Yeah, mine's just a little thing so far. He wasn't eating this morning, so that's why I'm a little worried. Because otherwise, usually he just meows really loud because he wants to eat, but he wasn't. But he drank water, so that's good. So we'll see what the vet says. On your
it's
phone.
Still loud. I don't know if his phone is.
Okay.
You gotta be serious. I mean, you still loading.
I know that sometimes when I'm on the phone with someone, their service is slower, and then when we get off the phone, it loads for them better. So I'll try disconnecting right now, and I'm gonna resend it one more time to see if it gets to you. But it's very important that this gets.
If it's not, can you just would you be able to just hang up and then just give me a call back when I handle my business?
Yeah, let me text you right now. That way, you know, if I'll text you if I don't see it come through, and if I do see it come through, I'll let you know as well. But let me just send you a text. It's just gonna say hi.
Yes, can you do that, please?
This is Emmanuel, who is helping with the depot intake. This is.
And what's my next step? Like, how long does this process take?
They'll call you in about a week. Like I said, we have to get this e-sign first, then. Then the system sends it to the firm, and then they'll call you in about a week or so to introduce themselves and then re-verify everything to make sure that it was correct in there.
Yes, sir.
And then that's when you'll be good to go there. But let me.
Yes, sir.
I'm gonna hang up on you now, and hopefully it lets you do it when we're off the phone. Okay.
Yes, sir. All right. Thank you. You have a great day.
Thank you as well. Bye.